Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian, our NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Always here.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, did you see? Finally, new shows are coming out of Reaper on April 22nd and Supernatural on April 24th.
And I'm hearing they might cancel Reaper.
Yeah. You know, I remember you mentioned that on another show, and then I saw this article in the TV Guide.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones listed for the chopping block.
I'm like, how the hell could they think about that? That show is awesome.
It really is funny, and it's creative.
Yeah. You know? I mean, no one else would have thought of something like that. And, of course, new episode of Smallville.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Smallville's on too early for me. I don't really get to sit my carcass down till 9 o'clock. That's why I get to see Supernatural, even though I record Supernatural.
DVR.
I know. Oh, it's on DVR, baby, but I gotta watch it. I mean, that's just, you know, just the way life is. And then when the season comes out on DVD, I will buy season 3 and have that in my collection since I have 1 and 2. And that'll be the Chris Ketchup time. That's when I'll see more of him. When he's parked his ass on the couch watching Supernatural DVDs.
Well, no, you should be like, you know what? I think we should go away and I'll let you watch the season 3.
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to waste time going away to sit and watch TV.
You drive it, he can use a little DVD player.
Oh, good God. No, that's not the same. It's fun to cuddle up on the couch and have surround sound. Which, by the way, my surround sound is broken at home now. I'm very disappointed. Uh-huh. And I've got DVDs and CDs in it because it holds 5 of them.
Oh,
and
no.
I can't get the door to open.
Uh-oh.
So if any members out there are electronically gifted and would like to stop by and fix my DVD player, even if you can just unjar the door so I can get the stuff out, and then I just have to go buy a new system, whatever. But that sucks, because this is a Sony. This is the one I won for the United Way campaign years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was working at Pfizer, you know, you had to sign up for United Way. And I signed up. I said, okay, take so much of my paycheck as a donation to United Way. And they had a drawing. And lo and behold, I won one of the grand prizes, which was this Sony DVD surround sound system. Yahoo. All right, so I'm very much looking forward to finally some new episodes of Supernatural. And we still have some spots left for the Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse Dinner and Investigation taking place on August 16th. That's $50 a person. Hotel and transportation arrangements and costs and all other meals are on your own. The $50 does include the dinner that night, tax and tip, so that and the donation to the Lighthouse Foundation, which Jeremy told me they are looking to repaint the lighthouse this year. So he said
Good. He's
glad that we're coming up, because he said any money that we can throw their way will certainly help alleviate that expense. So you must request the NJGHS rate when you book at Comfort Inn in Portsmouth to make your hotel reservation. We have 10 rooms blocked. A couple have already been booked. The room rate is now going to be $159.95 on Saturday night as well as on Sunday night. So normally it's $200 on Saturday night. So you're getting a really good savings there. You have to book and reserve your room by July 15th, because after that it's catchers catch can, because they release the block of rooms. And again, don't look for us to be doing a live blog talk radio show, because only 2 people wrote in support of the idea. So to that. Anything else new?
No.
Really? Well, how was paintball? Didn't you do your paintball therapy?
Yeah, I'll say. I did therapy afterwards.
I gotta hear.
No, we had a great time then.
Yeah?
I mean, if anyone wants to go paintballing, skirmish.com.
Yeah?
It's up in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. They rent state game lands. So
wow.
They're getting it for a song.
Really?
They moved all their facilities, all their buildings up to the fields now. And they're making tons of money. Oh, my.
There's that much of a demand to go shoot somebody with paint?
It was, when we went on Saturday, it was probably around 45, 50 degrees averaging during the day. They were packed.
Wow.
I mean, packed. And the walk-on groups are 40 people per group. And they had to have at least 500 or 600 people there that day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And that's a small.
Really?
When it starts getting warmer out, they'll be hitting 1,000, 1,500 people.
Shooting each other with paint.
It's not just like one group, you know, it's smaller groups, but yeah.
Hmm.
And they make their money in the paintballs, because you have to buy their paintballs.
Well, yeah, where the hell else are you going to get them?
Well, no, you can go to Walmart and buy them. You can buy them cheaper than you buy them there. But their paintballs are a gel capsule instead of plastic, so they're biodegradable. So that's why the state game land allows them to be on there.
Oh, so they're eco-friendly.
Yes, they
violence.
Are.
Violence. I love it.
And the paint is also water-soluble. You know, rubs right off.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And it doesn't hurt the environment if it's raining out and the paint goes into the ground.
One bit.
Nice.
And then on the field, they have their own little food, trailer, and they're cooking burgers and stuff for everyone there. I mean, of course, you have to pay for it. Yeah. They have a whole pro shop there. You can buy your own guns and armor and equipment. Jesus. but it was a fun day, except for the next day when...
You were pretty hurt.
I was hurting.
Yeah.
Many muscles I have not used in a while were used that day.
Oh,
and
God.
Walking about 12 miles over uneven ground.
That's a lot, 12
hurts.
Miles. Because I've done 5 miles and you feel it, especially if you haven't done it in a while.
But like I said, it's if you can get a group, the smallest groups they take are 20 to have your own field. And, yeah. I mean, it is a lot of fun when you can get your own little group. I mean,
doesn't it hurt, though, when you get hit with them? I mean, you shoot the actual person,
yes.
Right? You don't just shoot targets.
No, you shoot the actual people.
Wow. And it doesn't hurt?
I won't say that. Mm. I mean, the closer you are, the more it's going to hurt. Mm. And I mean, you get smacked in your hand is going to hurt more than maybe your leg.
Oh, good God. But do they have it where you don't hit anybody in the head or the face, right?
Everyone must wear face masks. There's goggles and like a kind of face protective gear. So, yeah, you can get hit in the head. It happens.
Wow.
The paintballs are flying at 280 feet per second.
Get out!
Yeah!
Oh my gosh!
And the guns are semi-automatic. So
what does that mean?
One pull the trigger, one shot. So as fast as you can pull the trigger, well, as fast as it can shoot. But people bring their own guns, which some have full automatic.
Which means the more you hold the trigger, the more it keeps firing? Or
you just hold the trigger and it just keeps firing.
Yeah. and then, so what would be considered a manual? Like, not automatic. A manual
They have old ones. Yeah. No, they don't put them there on the field anymore, but it's a pump. So, one pump, one shot.
Okay.
Yep. And the gun, with the CO2 canister and the ammo, it's probably about 10 pounds that you're carrying around with you, too.
And is it loud like a regular gun?
No, because it's just the CO2 that's pushing the ball out. There's no actual explosion.
Okay. So you don't have to wear like ear protective stuff.
I mean, some people do because they get shot in the head.
That'd be my luck.
But no, I mean it is a lot of fun. It's a good, especially if you can get a really nice day out there. They have some more open fields. They have some that have buildings in them that you can, climb up.
Ooh.
Oh, they have a castle field, a 3-story castle.
Get out!
Yeah, that they built. Yeah. Skirmish.com.
Okay.
Very good place to go.
That sounds fun. Now, do they do like kiddie parties, or is it you have to be 18 and older to do this?
No. They have. I saw kids there. They were probably 12.
Wow.
I mean, they got to be there with a parent, but yeah. I mean, because everyone has to sign that waiver before you go play.
What's the waiver say?
They're not responsible for any type of injury,
okay.
Whatever.
Wow. Well, and I guess you have to wear real heavy clothing, too, so you don't get hurt as much. Or do they give you, like, some kind of suit to put over so the paint doesn't ruin your clothes?
Well, you can rent a camouflage jumpsuit. And it's, you just crawl into it, zip up, and there's your camouflage jumpsuit. I mean, I took my brother-in-law. I got the premier package, which is $75 a person plus tax. You get a belt with 3 holders to put extra paint in. You get the camouflage jumpsuit. You get the gun rental. You get 750 paintballs. You get your mask and all that.
Hmm.
And it's all day.
Do they rent the masks there, or do you have to bring one?
No, you get them there with the gun. And I mean, if you get there first thing when they open, you can probably be playing by 10:30 in the morning, and they'll go until dark or the group's finally like, we're done. And if the group dwindles down to a low number of people and there's still time to play, they'll just move you on to another group that lost some people. You can actually play there until it's done. And then I think it's July. They have a huge invasion of Normandy battle.
Really?
3,000 people come to this thing.
Get out.
It's a 24-hour game.
Oh, my God. Who knew?
This thing is huge. I mean, the money people spend on their equipment is outrageous.
So it really crosses into the hobby obsession level, not so much...
The group, some of the guys we were with there, you know, grouped together, they're almost professional paintballers. I mean, they have wireless radios, headsets that they all wear.
Get out.
Yeah.
What are they, like SWAT wannabes or something?
I don't know, but.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Big money. Big money.
And I can't even get a freaking parachute.
Nope.
Oh, well. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Paid for it 2 days after, but...
Yeah.
Realized, oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I used to be.
You heard it here first.
But I'm younger than you.
Yeah. Anyway,
Dirt's younger than you.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, that's just being mean.
Well, whatever we just talked about before.
What?
I was probably a Scorpio in another life.
Yeah, I think... I'm going to do Brian's chart, just so you know, he gave me all his stats. And I really think he might have a Scorpio moon because, yeah. Well, anyway, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. God, my nose is freezing. It is like the Arctic zone in here, man.
It is not.
My nose is freezing. My hands are freezing. My nose is freezing.
Well, your mouth isn't.
Hey, the mouth is what's keeping me warm. It keeps working, you know. But I have to sit here freezing. Anyway. But I know the reason. I know you can't turn the heat on because it makes a noise, and then we'll have all that background sound on the microphone. So it's okay. So let's talk about the cemetery hunts for 2008.
Oh, why not?
Cemetery hunts will be on Saturday nights this year, people. Meet and sign in at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. You must be a member of the NJGHS in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage via PayPal. You cannot pay for membership at the cemetery. It must be done ahead of time.
Or...
dun da da.
Send in a parashare.
See that? New members must complete 2 cemetery hunts in order to participate on a private investigation. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the site for the last-minute updates, or better still, join our Yahoo NJGHS group to have the info blasted into your email inbox. Last week, I did go over all the cemetery hunts that we have so far booked. They're obviously on the website, so you can see all that. And again, I got to say hats off to Gregory and Sherry Irish, our team leaders for the Central Jersey Division. They so pounded the pavement and nailed down 7 cemetery, you know, hunts. And it's hats off to them. That is awesome, guys. Thank you so much for securing Rose Hill, Bayville, and Princeton. I know Laura Lindemann is still checking her schedule and will advise on what cemeteries she can take the lead on. And, of course, Dina has got a few things booked as well, so... nice to know I have some people I can trust and who don't make fun of my age. Anyway, here's another announcement. This comes to us from Ray of Southern Ghosts, and he said they are having a Gettysburg Investigative Weekend, July 25th to 27th, 2008. This will be, let's see, it says in July of 1863, General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia of 75,000 men and the 97,000-man Union Army of the Potomac under General George G. Meade met by chance when a Confederate brigade sent forward for supplies observed a forward column of Meade's cavalry. The place was Gettysburg, and it has become known as the definitive battle of the Civil War. On July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 1863, more men actually fought and more men died on the Gettysburg battlefield than in any other battle before or since on North American soil. The small town of only 2,400 was left with a total from both sides of more than 51,000 casualties, over 172,000 men and 634 cannon had been positioned in an area encompassing 25 square miles. Additionally, an estimated 569 tons of ammunition was expended. When the battle had ended, 5,000 dead horses and the other wreckage of war presented a scene of terrible devastation. From a paranormal standpoint, Gettysburg is considered one of the most active locations on Earth. As far as both residual and genuine hauntings are concerned, the ghastly battle fought more than 140 years ago has left an indelible imprint on the landscape and in the homes and businesses of those who still reside there. Paranormal phenomena abound at Gettysburg, and we have fulfilled a lifelong dream of ours by organizing fun-filled, fascinating weekends during which our guests experience Gettysburg as paranormal investigators. During our previous visits, guests experienced major paranormal phenomena, including apparitional sightings. They also captured both compelling EVP and paranormal photographs. Southern Ghosts is once again excited to announce a weekend in Gettysburg 5. We will be traveling north once more, and we would love for you to join us on this incredible journey. Come with us as we experience a memorable paranormal weekend on dates to come. Experience this historic location as we investigate several haunted properties and the Gettysburg battlefield itself. This exciting three-day, two-night package includes two nights lodging at the historic and haunted Best Western Gettysburg Hotel located in downtown Gettysburg, private ghost tour of the Gettysburg battlefield, use of high-tech equipment throughout the weekend, short seminar on ghost hunting conducted by Southern Ghost Field investigators, expert guidance by Mark Nesbitt, who is the author, as you all know, of all the Ghosts of Gettysburg series books, as we conduct a private investigation of a military hospital, gift bags, participation in EVP and psychic experiments. The package price for this unforgettable three-day, two-night event is only $650, single or double occupancy, and $350 each additional person per room with a limit of two additional people. Payment in full is required to reserve a room. You can pay by credit card using PayPal at southernghost.com or call the number below to send a check. A $200 non-refundable cancellation fee is in effect, and a 30-day cancellation policy is also in effect, which means that you must cancel at least 30 days before the event in order to receive the balance of your payment minus the $200 cancellation fee. If you fail to cancel at least 30 days out, you will forfeit the entire payment. For more information on this event, call Southern Ghosts at area code 407-234-6611. Make checks payable to Southern Ghosts and send them to Southern Ghosts at 1079 Meller, that's M-E-L-L-E-R, Way, Orlando, Florida, 32825. So thank you, Ray of Southern Ghosts, for organizing. That sounds like a wonderful event. Hopefully he will actually have a commercial for it so I don't have to read that lengthy email all the time. But it was very good. Very, very good to get all the historical data in there. Meeting announcements, shall we?
Why not?
Okay.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Oh,
happy,
and happy, joy, joy. Okay, happy, the Northeast happy, Division joy, is first up at bat on April 24th for our NJGHS meeting. That's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. It takes place in the Recreation Building, located conveniently at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And then on May 7th, we have the Central Jersey Division. That's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. And then the Northwest Division, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico, is on May 20th, and that's in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This topic is wrong. I forgot to update this in the script. Sorry. So I will look up what the topic is for the May 20th meeting, and I will make sure it is accurate on the website. Okay. All meetings do start at 7 p.m. and end promptly at 8:30 p.m. They are free and open to the public to attend. All meetings have a share and scare segment wherein if you have a questionable photograph or sound file recording. You can play it during or show it during the Share and Scare segment and have it evaluated for authenticity in terms of paranormal results. So make sure you check out the meetings. They are free. You can sign up and pay for membership in the meetings as well. And we're going to take a quickie break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there. Hey, welcome back. It is time for Parashare. This is the part of the show wherein you, the listener, would email thedeadline at njghs.net your paranormal experience or ghost encounter. If you do that at least once, you qualify for membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And if you want to do it 9 more times, you qualify for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. It's an astrological birth chart. I can keep track of the parashares, and when you hit 10 of them, you qualify. You can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes as well. I've been doing astrology for a few years now, so I get some pretty good reviews on these charts.
And you know what, people? Just on a Saturday, just sit down for an hour and write 10 parashares. It's not that hard.
See, other people have things better to do on a Saturday than sit down and write a parashare. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't have parashares this week. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Officials in the Shivpuri district of India's Madhya Pradesh state, needing a promising program to slow the country's still booming birth rate, announced in March that men who volunteer for vasectomies will be rewarded with certificates that speed them through the ordinarily slow line to obtain gun permits. Said an administrator, the loss, through vasectomy, of a perceived notion of manliness would be offset with a bigger trigger symbol of manliness. Questionable judgments. Jason Fife was sentenced to probation and community service after harassing his estranged wife's boyfriend with a special package delivery. Fife, said his lawyer, now understands that in a civilized society, a person cannot send someone a severed cow's head. Anthony Raspolik reported a break-in in the wee hours of January 1st in his apartment in Durant, Oklahoma. He told police that he was in bed with his girlfriend, but got up and left the room. And by the time he returned, someone had taken his place. The man scurried out of the bed, stole Respolik's wallet, and fled in his Ford Explorer. Cosmetics from the American company Blue Q, under the Lookin' Good for Jesus brand, urging users to get tight with Christ, were pulled from stores in Singapore in February due to complaints. But Blue Q said it's not abandoning that line of hand and body creams, lip balm, breath spray, and bubble bath. Of course, Blue Q also markets similar cosmetics under such brands as Dirty Girl, Cute as Hell, Total Bitch, and Virgin / Slut, as well as Car Air Freshener by its brand Cat Butt. Now, I have to tell you, I've ordered products from Blue Q.
I don't doubt it.
In fact, some of the products I ordered were part of Chris's Valentine's Day gifts this year. Mm-hmm. So, people, you can check them out at www.blueq.com. They have some really fun stuff. I got the Flat Cat from there for my mom. I got not Vince. See, we were talking about that at the break. Ooh. I got Chris the...
Vince Vaughn?
No. No.
Vincent Price?
No. Let's not even go there. So I got him this gum. That's one pack of gum said, let's pretend I give a, fill in the blank.
A crap?
A crap with an S. And the other one was, I don't know, I think it was something about, I forget. It was something about breath or something. It was about being a butt munch. Yeah, it was like a kiss-ass gum. It was kiss-ass gum for freshening your breath of a kiss-ass.
Hey.
Yeah, they have really... And they do have, like, the Total Bitch. They have the Virgin and Slut products. So, you know, it's all soaps and things. And their stuff is nice quality. And, in fact, because I placed such an order back then, they sent me a little car air freshener to hang in my car, which is smell of mullet. And it's like a green apple.
Okay.
Set. But yeah, so check out BlueQ.com. Anyway, back to News of the Weird. When Johnny Diablo's year-old vegan restaurant failed to catch on in Portland, Oregon. Now, Portland, Oregon. We're talking like beef capital, right? Like when you get out in the Midwest, you're just talking carnivore city. All right, so this guy tries to set up a vegan restaurant. Failed to catch on in Portland, Oregon last year, he converted the space into Casa Diablo's Gentleman's Club, which is what he believes is the world's only vegan strip club. He has no rule against meat-eating dancers, he told Willamette Week newspaper in February, but won't permit leather, fur, silk, or wool outfits on stage. No murder victims in the club, he said. In January, a man in Citrus Heights, California, had a one-car accident that left him with serious head and body injuries that were perhaps exacerbated because he was not wearing a seatbelt, even though the 12-pack of beer on the seat beside him was securely buckled and survived.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
I'll tell ya. William Anderson, 51, was arrested in February after he attracted a lot of attention by parking a Hummer with Michigan plates outside the small town county welfare office in Jonesville, Virginia, while he applied for benefits. A quick investigation revealed that the vehicle had been stolen. Yeah, I think. A 50-year-old Buddhist monk who had already lost parts of three fingers in one lawnmower accident was killed in February when another mower got away from him, and in the ensuing chase and capture of it, he somehow fell and was fatally slashed by the blade. That was like an oh shit. A 36-year-old man attempted to hang himself in a closet in January. Now this is good. This one had me roaring. But his girlfriend discovered him in time and pulled him down. But that just angered the man, who then fought with the girlfriend. A passerby stepped in to help the woman, and in the process applied a wrestling hold to the suicidal man's carotid artery, inadvertently killing him. And you want to hear something even better? This is irrelevant fact. The deceased's last name was Kervorkian. Oh my god, that cracks me up. Here he's, I'm trying to kill myself. Would you leave me alone? Starts beating the hell out of her. Let me kill myself. And this guy walks in, I'll save you. And he kills him.
I would have been like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, you just can't make this crap up. It's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandthedemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandthedemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia asked what was the name of the doctor, friend of Enoch Fargo, who lied on the death certificate of Addie Fargo. And the answer was Dr. Oatway. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of fairly easy. The Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina, is known for its colorful ghost, the Pink Lady, who died in 1920 at the inn, when she fell from the third floor balcony onto the floor of the Palm Court Atrium. She has been experienced by guests and paranormal researchers alike in the hallways, especially in guest room 545. The Grove Park Inn was home to the author of Look Homeward, Angel, and You Can't Go Home Again. What is the name of this author? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia at njghs.net, and you will win whatever book.
I feel like giving you.
It'll be a book, trust me, because we're out of shirts.
But promise, it'll be a book. It'll got pages and words and everything.
Everything. It'll probably be the moon sign or maybe another sun sign.
Can't guarantee a cover, but...
And if nobody won last week's Parapsychology Psychical Research book, and if somebody wins this one, because this is really easy. I mean, whether you took English Lit or not, I mean, it's like, duh, to look this up. You know, so...
Well, all these are duh to look them up.
I mean, American Lit, not English Lit. But, you know... So, yeah, and I even called the Grove Park today because I really want to go there. It's so beautiful, and if I can pull it off, I would love to take my kids, especially my younger son. He was so blown away when I took him to the gingerbread house display that they do at the Frelinghuysen Arboretum there in Morristown. It's not Morristown. It's kind of like the Whippany area. Yeah, more like the Murder Mall area. But people would know the Murder Mall. It's down the street from the Murder Mall. And I took both kids one year to the Frelinghuysen Arboretum for that gingerbread house display. And he was, my little one, ever since then, he'd wanted to make gingerbread houses. And the one year, my mother, God help me, she gave me one of those stupid kits. You know, and I'm trying my dangdest to get this thing to stick together. I followed the recipe. I mixed up your stupid sugar glue stuff, and the kid was getting heartbroken. We'd get two sides to stick together, the third side would fall off, and it was just going on. Finally, I'm like, I was frustrated. I said, Trent, you know, it's just not going to work. I give up. And I got those big blue puppy dog eyes of, but Mom, and I'm like, all right, nobody else is home right now. If I fix this, do you swear to me you'll never tell anyone how I fixed it and that nobody can eat this? And he's like, no, I promise. You'll fix it? I said, I'll fix it. So I ran to my arts and crafts kit, took out my glue gun.
I figured that was coming.
And I hot glued the gingerbread house together, and then I piped the frosting over the glue and let it seal, and it hit it. And everybody came home. They're like, you did it. It's beautiful. I piped all the frosting. He put on all the gumdrops. We had a blast. It looked stunning, but you could not eat it.
My stepmom could do it.
Oh, I'm sure she could. So anyway,
yes, you've tasted her cooking Nadella.
Yes, the Grove Park Inn is the site of the official gingerbread house competition that's held annually there. It's like a big tradition, and I thought, wow, if this kid was blown away by, and so I have to say, the gingerbread houses that were on display at the Frelinghuysen Arboretum were amazing, but cannot hold a candle to the stuff that I have seen it on the Food Network when they have showcased these gingerbread houses from the Grove Park Inn. I would love to take him there. It would just knock his socks off. These things, they do Victorian houses. Everything is edible. You can't, even the board that you mount your gingerbread house on has to be gingerbread. Everything has to be edible. And these people spend time, actually, some of them make sugar stained glass windows to inset to their Victorian homes. They do all the lattice work.
How do you know it's all edible?
Because they have to show all the ingredients. They have to show that they made, you know, things out of sugar, yeah, water, gum paste.
But, like, for example, what you did, how do they know they didn't do that?
Oh, because when they get there, some of them have the basic part. I saw this on the Food Network. They have big carts, and they're wheeling in, like, the base of the house.
Right.
They get it there, they have to hoist it up, and then they spend the rest of the 3 or 4 days decorating it, putting it all together. Judges are constantly circulating and inspecting, and then they finally do the final display and the judging. And when I spoke to the girl at the Grove Park today, she said they do the judging and everything is done in mid-November, and then from Thanksgiving through the Christmas holidays, they're still on display.
Right.
So I was thinking, wow.
When do they eat them?
I don't know. It would be kind of gross if it sat out from, like, November to, like, the beginning of January. But they're not really fun edibles, you know? Because gingerbread, to begin with, is not a fun thing to eat.
Yeah, with the frosting, though.
You know, but yeah, but it's all hardened. I mean, it's like cement. Break your teeth on it, you know? Anywho. So, yeah, so there's the Grove Park Inn and the Pink Lady and, you know, it's a pretty upscale place to stay. It wouldn't be a cheap venture, but
especially that time of year.
Well, she told me. She said, if you want to come to see the gingerbread houses, she said, wait till July and make your reservation. She said, by that point, we should have an idea of what any of the seasonal special packages will be. Mm-hmm. And she said, she goes, I can tell you, you do have to book in July if you want a room to see that, because she said it books up fast. So there you go. Speaking of booking up, make sure you register for the Paranormal Intensive 2008 on September 20th in Hackettstown, New Jersey. All the information is on the njghs.net website at the paraintensive.html page. Each workshop is $25 per person. Register for the ones you want, and of course, presenters will be there with their books and wares on sale and available to autograph as well. That night, for $60 per person, you can participate in the Dinner and Spirit Circle at the Haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown with the famous psychic medium, Jane Doherty. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. I should also remind everybody, janedoherty.com. Go there to check out her classes and workshops that she's also giving outside of the NJGHS stuff. She has her own psychic, you know, like a psychic development course that she's giving. So she's a fabulous teacher. Actually, that's her background. She was a high school English teacher, you know, and then went and got married, had kids, blah, 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 blah. And now, famous psychic medium, but, you know, rated like in the top 10 or 20 psychics in the world by Hans Holzer. Mm-hmm. You know. So stay tuned to our website. It's njghs.net, and sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups to get the latest and greatest info blasted right into your email inbox. Thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Tirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading and keep voting for the show on Podcast Alley. And keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.